www.thebeatsradio.com. One part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 nights ago, the president promised to pull us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr.
Hey there, how you doing? Welcome. It's the Baldwin McCullough Show. We're coming to you live from New York. It's Kevin McCullough in for just myself tonight. Mr. Baldwin is out there somewhere, actually. Those of you watching on television, he's somewhere in the ether of the New York City masses somewhere. But we're coming to you from the Extreme Media Studios in Manhattan. We're glad that you're with us tonight. We've got a lot to get to. There's a lot of news that has been being made today. I don't know if you noticed this or not. They've confirmed that the Malaysian air flight was hijacked. Now, I say they've confirmed it. They haven't told us where it went. So it's kind of like confirming that a tree fell in the forest, but no one saw it or heard it, I think. They just assumed that it went down somewhere. And is that a child? Can we shut the door? I'm sorry. I'm already making them cry early tonight. Who brings their kids to Baldwin McCullough? What is it? Did we open a nursery in the lobby now? Is this what this is? Anyway, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. I hope your Saturday night's going pretty well. Now, the Malaysian airliner, right out of the production meetings of ABC Television, it's you know, trucking along, going from Kuala Lumpur. I learned how to pronounce that city this last week. And it's going up to China, wherever it was headed, and then all of a sudden, you know, it just disappeared. And how does a 777, the second largest aircraft known to mankind, just up and fly away? Evidently, there's some sort of Bermuda Triangle over there. But so it's going one direction. They now think it went up to 7 hours. It could have done a huge circle. They're saying maybe Pakistan is where it landed. Now, here's what I'm kind of curious about. 888-340-3373. You've got a family member on that plane. What are you thinking now? Because for the last week or so, you've been thinking, oh, they're probably dead. You know, the body's going to be out in the Indian Ocean somewhere. It's over. Well, now they may have been kidnapped. Is that better? Well, I don't know. But anyway, we lost a 777 somewhere. The Malaysian airliner did. They just lost it. It just went, disappeared somewhere. But they think that it was now, they're confirming that it now was hijacked. Just no clue where it was hijacked to. That's all. Giving you the latest, up-to-the-minute news. You don't get this just anywhere, that's for sure. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Baldwin's out tonight. Did I mention he's somewhere in the ether of New York? I have no idea, actually, where he's at. He's somewhere wandering the streets of the world's greatest city, lost and aimless, has no clue where he's going, where he's supposed to be. So if you find a lost or missing Baldwin brother, grab him and hang on to him. Take him to the local police station and tell him that he's been found. Because we could use him here on Saturday nights for Baldwin McCullough Radio. Anyway, okay, so other stories. There's this, I'll come back to that one. They're too good. They're too good. I got to pace myself. By the way, if you've got thoughts on the Malaysian airliner, 888-340-3373, seriously, if you were a family member, what would you be dealing with now? You thought that you had settled it in your mind. It's done. It's over. They're dead. They crashed in the water somewhere. They're just floating at sea. The piranhas are eating them, whatever. That's it. Now they're likely alive, landed somewhere in Pakistan. Wow, that just got better. Okay, so that's from the serious news. Then there was this. Oh, did you hear about this? And I'm pretty sure that you didn't hear about this because nobody reported it. This last week. Well, let me see a show of hands. Those of you in the studio tonight, did you hear anything about Obamacare being completely dismantled this week? Did you hear anything about that, Mark? No, he's shaking his head. You, the guest of Mr. Mark in our studio, did you hear anything about Obamacare being completely dismantled this week? It was. Did you know this? You should have known it. If you'd been listening to my daily show, you would have known this. But very few people in the nation heard about this. The president himself, with the signature of Kathleen Sebelius, the Health and Human Services Secretary, signed, well, you know how they do this now? They don't have any constitutional protection to do it, but they had this huge law that's like 2,000 pages, and we had to pass it so someone could read it and all the rest of it. So now the president doesn't, he's discovered, oddly, that some of it's not so popular with some folks. I know it was a big shock, but, you know, he's like, what? So there's this one thing called the individual mandate. Did you know about that part? The individual mandate says that whoever you are, you will be forced to buy health insurance, kind of like car insurance or whatever. But you're going to have to buy it. And if you don't buy it, you're going to be fined. Unless you're a friend of BO. And then if you're a friend of BO, you get an exemption or something like that. So they kept pushing the date back. Okay, March or January 1st. And then it was like February 15th. And then it was March 1st. And then it's March 31st. And they said, well, this isn't working so well. These temporary 15-day, two-week extensions, we'll just postpone it till the elections of 2016. When Obama's not even in office anymore at that point. And then the weirdest thing happened. This week, they wrote an exemption into the law of Obamacare. Now, again, you're not supposed to rewrite law once it's passed. It's been passed. The Congress voted on it, sent it to the president. He signed it. That's the deal. Congress and president get to weigh in on it. He signs it. That becomes law. If that changes, it's now a new law. So the way it's supposed to work, did anybody watch Schoolhouse Rock when they were a kid? How a bill becomes a law? Okay, so if he wants to change significant portions of the law, in other words, not put a period or a comma somewhere that it wasn't before, it's supposed to go back to Congress, right? That's the way it's supposed to work. No, he doesn't do that. He's just like, okay, pages 48 through 112, we're redoing that. And then just like accepting it is like that's God's given gift to us. And what's really weird about it is nobody's stopping him. Like you would think somebody in the Senate or the House would go, I'm pretty sure that's not how that works. No, not in this case. They're so afraid of the great BO. And let's face it, who's not afraid of BO? But they're so afraid of the great BO that they're like, I'm not going to mess with him. I'm just going to let him do this. So what he does this week, and this is really, really telling, he goes in, changes the law, creates an exemption that now basically will exclude everyone who doesn't want Obamacare in their life. Now, I've got to tell you something about this. We spent 4 years having a debate about this law. We spent endless hours of people's time rewriting health insurance policies. People, like my very good operations director here at Extreme Media, Ivan Quinones, had his own insurance policy canceled because it didn't meet the new requirements of what the law required. Like, for my operations director, Ivan Quinones, who is fully male, red-blooded male, he's got a bun in the oven just to prove his point, because his policy didn't offer male mammograms to see if he had breast cancer, it was all of a sudden an inadequate policy for covering his health insurance needs. Or because he, as a man, couldn't get an abortion under the current policy that he had, somehow it was an inadequate policy. Now, mind you, only trannies that have sex changes as men into women will ever need a policy for an abortion to be applied to a man. But that's like just beyond the pale to think that not every man will someday want that. So Obama wanted to make sure that you had abortions for men and mammograms and the other stuff. So now that the insurance companies didn't offer those policies, they had to cancel all the policies that were out there for employers and for individual policyholders. They had to tell them, your policy is insufficient. It must meet this new criteria. And guess what? It didn't get cheaper. It got more expensive all the way across the board. Like, everybody's like, $800 more a month. What? So all of this happens. We destroy one-sixth of the American economy. Insurance, the private industry of health insurance basically went bankrupt. And now Obama writes a piece of the law that's like, just kidding. Sorry. We'll get back to you on that. Did you know about that? Not many people reported it. I'm Kevin McCullough. Stay with us.
From 20th Century Fox comes the greatest story ever told.
What is his name?
Jesus.
As you've never seen it before.
We don't know where you're going. How can we know the way?
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
On February 28th, experience the motion picture event of the year.
Arrest this false prophet tonight.
What if he is who they say he is?
Are you the Son of God?
I am.
Son of God. February 28th. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Witness the story in large format theaters.
Christian Solidarity International is announcing a genocide alert. That's right, a genocide alert. From church burnings in Egypt to pastors being sentenced to death in Iran, across the Islamic Middle East, Christians and other religious minorities like Jews are under constant attack. Signing your name to a petition today could actually help save lives. Learn how at defendthem.net. Go to defendthem.net. That's defendthem.net.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237. 37 extension 130.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live, and a beautiful live shot of the Brooklyn Bridge there for those of you watching on the UAN and the Biz television networks. We're grateful to be with you no matter where you are. Sirius XM, hundreds of terrestrial radio stations, and the UAN television network and the Biz TV television network. We're glad to be everywhere tonight. Mr. Baldwin lost somewhere. I think he was spotted kind of over here somewhere, for those of you watching. Somewhere in that crowd right there, but we're not quite sure. He could just be gone, like a 777 over Malaysia, just up and disappeared. But I'm pretty sure he wasn't hijacked. Could have been, possible, but hasn't been confirmed. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Okay, so before I went to the break, because I know some of you are still sitting there scratching your head, you say, Kev, but we put so much time and effort into making sure that Obamacare became the law of the land. And I'm saying, yes, we did. We worked very hard at that. We spent millions of dollars. Private health insurance companies went out of business trying to comply with the demands that they would, because the funding mechanism for the whole program was that you were going to require every person in America to participate, right? So if you have every taxpayer, even the young ones, the 18-year-olds, buying into it, then you're going to have money to do what you need, at least for a while. I mean, that model didn't hold up either, because eventually you were going to have really expensive things come along, and some old person's going to need one, some 18-year-old's not going to want to pay for it, and then you're going to have some board of health determinations. Sarah Palin called them death panels, and they're going to decide, well, you know, in this case, this particular person doesn't really need it, because the quality of their life's not going to be that great. And it was just going to be a mess, start to finish anyway. But the president finally decided, well, maybe this isn't such a good idea to force everyone to participate. So he signs, he creates a portion of the law this last week without going through any legislative process, without doing anything that he's supposed to do. He creates a way for every person in the universe to exempt out of it. Do you know what that means? That means that Obamacare is dead. Like, it's a law on a piece of paper. This envelope here has more value to it than Obamacare does now. Because that's how it worked. In order to have it, you had to fund it. In order to fund it, you had to have the individual mandate. You had to have every person in America going, yes, I believe Obamacare is a gift for me, and I will pay my taxes to make sure that I get it. But several people, well, first of all, none of the young people were signing up, so it was turning into a big disaster, and they kept putting off this, well, you don't have to sign up until this date, et cetera, et cetera. Finally, he just says, look, if you want out, you want it. And all you have to do is say you had a hardship trying to find insurance. Like, what kind of hardship? Like, not being able to afford the new policy that my insurance company gave us that's now $800 a month more than the one we had before as a family? That's for the McCulloughs, that's for our family? Yeah, that's a hardship. So can we opt out? Better yet, can I go back and get my old plan that doesn't require me to have coverage for abortions that I will never have? I know that sounds sarcastic and unfeeling and very insensitive, but I'm not going to have an abortion. I promise you. Not going to be something on my agenda. So the president goes, well, I guess we can just be done with this. So it's dead. The only piece of legislation that he got passed, it's gone. It's kaput. It's over. Aren't you glad we destroyed 1/6 of the economy to get there? Aren't you glad we decimated an entirely private industry to get there? Aren't you glad you lost the insurance policies that you were promised you would get to keep just so that we could have this big wet dream of a legislative experiment, and now it's gone. It's done. It's not even, I mean, it's just,
it's just there on paper. It's not really a real law anymore because there's no funding for it. There won't be. Now, I still think we should go back and undo the whole thing. Get it off the books. Start from a clean slate. Start over again. Because if he figures out, well, I can just undo it by rewriting a part of it, maybe he's going to think he's going to can redo it at some point. We should not give him that opportunity. But that happened this week. We could talk about that. If you've got any thoughts on now the fact that Obamacare is dead, 888-340-3373. Surprising that he came to this conclusion all on his own, besides the fact that the American people weren't cooperating in the process. They didn't want to give over every jot and tittle of their private information to some centralized database that could be searched by any branch of the executive offices of government. Yeah, I know. Surprising that we didn't go with it. Anyway, that's done. Okay, let's see. What else could we talk about? Well, here's something that's kind of interesting. And you know, on Saturday nights, Stephen and I, we love to do the interesting stuff. 888-340-3373. In San Francisco this last week, an independent commission led by a former U.S. Surgeon General has concluded, and I want you to follow me on this, that there is no compelling medical reason for the U.S. Armed Forces to prohibit transgendered Americans from serving in the armed forces, and that President Obama could lift the decades-old ban even without approval from Congress. Like he's asked them for anything. Anyway, that's a good one. According to a report that was issued this last Thursday, the report said Department of Defense regulations designed to keep transgender people from joining or remaining in the military on the grounds of psychological and physical unfitness are based on outdated beliefs that require thousands of current service members either to leave the service or to forego the medical procedures or other changes that could align their bodies with their gender identities. See, here's what I don't believe in. I don't believe in gender identity. I believe in sex. You cut your DNA open down to the marrow of your bone from the day you're born till the day you die and everything in between. No matter what body parts you cut off and reattach somewhere else and how many hormones you take or deprive yourself of, you will never change what the DNA says you are in terms of your sexual identity. So, You go through the whole process. You add parts. You change your hormones. You become a woman. You used to be a man in your head. You go out. You get hit by a bus the next day. They do an autopsy on you. After all the hormones have pumped through your system, they cut your bone marrow open. Guess what? It still says you're a 28-year-old male. Okay, so there's no real effort. I mean, why go through all the issues if you can't really change it anyway? But all that aside, here's my question for you. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. The U.S. Surgeon General said there's no compelling medical reason not to let trannies serve in the U.S. military. Yeah, the U.S. military that's very serious about keeping you safe. There's no compelling medical reason, they said, to keep trannies from serving. Now, I'm curious as to if maybe there might be other compelling reasons, non-medical. Like, what went into their saying it was a medical reason? Like, were they afraid they were going to give someone cancer or something? Like, okay, so they're not a risk in a medical way. Is it still a good idea to have sexually confused people in units that have to work very close together and on the battlefield and for our security, you know, in very tight quarters? 888-340-3373. I want to know what you think about that. Kevin McCullough is my name. We're live from New York. Stay with us.
America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live from New York every Saturday night. So glad that you're with us. Stephen Baldwin on reprieve somewhere. He's wandering the streets of Manhattan. I'm not sure exactly where, but somewhere in the area. He's lost, homeless, looking for redemption of some sort. I think he's wrapping up a film, to be candid. I'm not exactly sure. But anyway, he's not with us tonight. Kevin McCullough, glad to be with you. And we're talking about this very strange set of events that caused a former U.S. What do they call those? Hold on. Surgeon General. Top doctor. Doc in chief. He said there's no compelling medical reason for transsexuals not to serve in our nation's military. He was very specific to say compelling medical reason. I'm wondering if there's any other reasons why that might or might not be good for, especially if you served in the military. I'm curious if it would, do you think it would have any impact on the unit you served in? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. By the way, you know that the big movie Noah's coming out soon, right? It's March 28th is its big date. Would you like to win a trip to New York to see the movie with yours truly, also Russell Crowe, Emma Watson, some of the other stars of the film? Go to noahpremiere.com. And register for your chance to win. NoahPremiere.com. NoahPremiere.com. Go there right now and register for your chance to win. It will be a fun, fun time. All expense paid trip to New York City as a result. All right, let's take a phone call or two. 888-340-3373. Let's start with Louie calling from Sayreville, New Jersey, listening to us on AM 970, The Answer. Hi, Louie.
Hi, Kevin. Nice to talk to you. Listen,
you too.
I have a point. Thank you. I have a point on this 370 flight. We're both around 12 hours difference from here to Malaysia.
Right.
And it might as well be 10,000 light years, because, I mean, those people over there are like 10 degrees in back of us. I mean, we're way far ahead of them. And it's just like their country says, Malaysia. They're in a big Malaysia malaise, because, I mean, it's so transparent. You can see that something happened and they're keeping it away from the public. And also on this Obamacare, that's also transparent, Kevin. I mean, you can see it right away. It's there, so we can. We're the greatest country in the world. For them to get this wrong, I mean, there's got to be something wrong, Kevin. I just want to hear what you have to say, and I could hear it off the air from you. Thank you.
All right, Louis, I appreciate the call. Thanks. Yeah, well, I think that Obama got in over his head on the whole health care thing. And the voters were revolting, and they're just like, you know, you can't make us do this. First of all, we don't have the money to pay the fines. But here's the thing. You disengage the individual mandate from that issue, and now you don't have a way to fund even the enforcement mechanism. So like the IRS, the oversight, all that stuff that was going to go with it, that has to go away. Lois Lerner won't be the IRS senior and officer on this issue now, because they're not going to have any IRS enforcement. It's a shell of a piece of legislation. It's dead as a doornail. There's no reviving this sucker now. Now, I still think that the House and the Senate should go in there and completely repeal it, get it off the books, do away with it completely, so you can start over again on health care reform. But it was the wrong approach, wrong way to go about it, and it's dead by the president's own pen. And good for him. 888-340-3373. I mean, I didn't like the law, so I'm glad that it's dead. 888-340-3373. Now, for those of you that have served, I want to go back to the tranny issue for a second. Because, first of all, why would they commission this study? What is it about that subject that just screams out, we've got to have a study that shows the medical rationale for whether or not trannies should serve in the military? I don't quite follow, and I admit I don't have an easy time keeping up with the intellectual capital that is the executive branch of our government. But how they've run things and kind of the motivation for what they do, I don't understand most of their rationale. But why did we all of a sudden commission a study to study that? What's the great imperative? And just 2 weeks ago, we did something that was unusual. On a military base, U.S. military base in Japan, on foreign soil, we held the first ever, the United States military, held the first ever tranny talent show on a military base that men and women could dress up as the opposite of their whatever and come out and lip sync to songs and pretend to be Whitney Houston, whatever they wanted to do. I don't know what they do with those things. But we did that. And then here 2 weeks later, you get this study revealing showing, oh, well, you know, it's not a problem to have these people serve. I've got to think, and maybe I'm just insane in thinking this, that even if you can't come up with a, quote, compelling medical reason, and I'm not a doctor, so I'm not, you know, I'm going to have very limited say on that. I've got to think that there's got to be other things that play into the decision other than just that. What are your thoughts? Let's talk about it.
There's something in you that's calling out and reaching out and striving, and you know that when you're performing and when you're singing or when you're dancing, there's nothing like it, because you feel like you're finally doing what you were born to do.
So who are the stars of tomorrow? Who do they look up to?
and how will they change the culture? AMTC is Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, a talent development ministry with a mission to find, prepare, and launch God's talent. Go to amtcaudition.com to find the nearest dates and cities where free auditions will be occurring near you.
Some of us are called to be in front of cameras and on sets. That's still our mission field.
Answer the call. Go to amtcaudition.com. That's amtcaudition.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build $1 million tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
Poor radio talk show host in a village called Kadwa. Here's Danny's story.
Hi, I'm Danny Johnson, and I'm here with Vida in her tiny little home. This home is the size of many people's closets in the United States of America. We're sitting on a bed, just a piece of sheets or plastic that these beautiful babies sleep on. When we came in, she said she wasn't smiling because she hadn't eaten yet. A mother gives her children whatever food that she has, and she's usually the last to eat. They have nothing. This family has nothing. No water, no food, nothing. Won't you do something? The Bible says that if you ignore the cry of the poor, then you too will cry and be ignored. But if you uphold the cause of these people, they're not asking for nice clothes. They're not asking for video games, new socks and underwear. It'd be great if they actually had a pair. We want to build her a home. We want to bring water, clean fresh water here. But we can't do it alone. We need you.
Dial 855-916-4673 or go to domuchgood.com. That's 855-916-4673.
673. Live from New York, it's Baldwin McCullough. We're glad you're with us every Saturday night. Kevin McCullough is my name. Stephen Baldwin is out tonight finishing up some film work. Somewhere in the greater New York metropolis. We're grateful to have you with us, though. 888-340-3373. There is a new study that has been released by the United States military, and it is odd. They have come to the conclusion that there's no compelling medical reason for the U.S. Armed Forces to prohibit trannies from serving. BOAs included or not, that doesn't really matter. They're saying it's okay for them to be there. Now, I'm sure that within the sound of my voice tonight, we've got a lot of military guys that and ladies who have served. And I'm just curious if you think that this type of report creates behavior and action within the military ranks that further goes to reinsure unit cohesion or greater confusion and disparity. Because I've been thinking about this for a while. I don't see how this makes our military better. I don't. I don't understand what the comprehension in here is. If you're going to tell me that having cross-dressers and people that believe they are one gender different than what their sex is in the military, and they're confused about those things, and I'm not judging why they're confused about them. I want to have compassion on people that have confusion and that feel mixed up and so forth. So I'm not justifying any bad treatment or behavior of those people. But when it comes to our military units, shouldn't there be a little more something that's on the table than just, we've got to feel bad for everybody? So, you know, we got to let everybody in and we got to let everybody. I thought that the military was a little different than that. I thought those people were there for a very specific purpose, narrowly defined. Am I wrong? 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. And I got to believe someone outside of New York has an opinion about this as well. 888-340-3373. But we got a lot of people in New York that do. Let's go to line two. Ralph is calling from AM 970, The Answer. Hey, Ralph.
Kevin, good evening to you.
Thank you, sir.
I would like to believe that, you know, the state of New Jersey leads the country in terms of listenership or the listening audience into this show program. But, you know, as far as this man Obama is concerned, in order for us to have an understanding, and we need to come to full terms with it, this as well, on, you know, everything and anything this man has set out to undertake and to do, you know, we need to see this man Obama as nothing more than a failed social experiment. And at this point in time, I would name people who pushed this man Obama to us. Nancy Pelosi, the senator from Nevada, you know, Harry Reid, and then the Hollywood cabal, okay? He is always appearing in one, TV show or another, the latest. And this is beneath of him to do this kind of thing.
Well, but he's doing all that, Ralph. And as of today, his approval rating is back into the 30s again. I mean, he is lower than Jimmy Carter at this point in time.
Yeah. But also, I would like to believe that the White House is nothing. The White House is nothing more than a Hollywood sound stage. Because there is really nothing real about this man, okay? And he is a mere figurehead, and as I said before, he's an acting president, and I know you and I do not have, an agreement with regard to that. But you know, just about now, I'd like to believe that Putin is beside himself with this idea of, an army from this country.
No, totally, Ralph, and thank you for the call. Ralph, appreciate the call. No, Putin is beside himself with glee because he knows the U.S. is completely impotent at this point in time to be able to do anything to stop him in any way, and we're not going to. We're gonna get all mad. John Kerry's gonna huff and puff around reporting for duty. You know, he's gonna talk seriously, and he's gonna point his finger. And you know, the president. Let me be clear. And at the end of the day, nothing's gonna happen. President Obama is the most feckless U.S. president our nation's ever had, hands down. Nobody respects him. Nobody respects the American military in the process of what he's done to him. Look at what we're discussing. His executive leadership commissioned a study to put trannies into full-time service. And they're trying to make some sort of justification for it. Because there's what? 0.3% of them out there? I mean, you're talking about changes that to the average man and woman matter less than 99.97% of everything else. But this is what he spends his time commissioning studies for, and this is what we get into the military for, so we can readjust the social experiment and try to call things that shouldn't be there. It's astounding to me that we've floated this far. And yes, Putin has no respect for us.
The Americans, they are having tranny talent shows on foreign bases. What do we have? We Russians don't do that.
Let's go to line three. Gino's calling from the Bronx, listening to AM 970, The Answer. Hi, Gino. Welcome.
Kevin, as much as I love you and I like to agree with you, I always have to point this out to you.
Okay.
The Bolsheviks in America are not to be underestimated. They will take on the feckless fools that we have in the Republican Party leadership, the same fools who last year, 85 votes in the Senate, 23 of them were Republicans who voted for pathways to citizenship, i.e. backdoor amnesty. You're going to tell me with a straight face that you're going to trust John Boehner, Boehner, and Bitch McConnell in the Senate to give up this crazy idea that we should placate 30 million criminals who entered this country illegally and make them American citizens overnight and think that they're not going to vote for their dummycrat masters? You must be on something. You must be
I didn't say that wasn't true.
These brainwaves from Rome or whatever.
No, Gino, I didn't
underestimate the Bolsheviks.
Okay.
The Republican Party pulls defeat from the jaws of victory. They are the Denver Broncos this year, whereas the Seattle Seahawks are the Democrats. They score points on defense. You got to understand. You got to vanquish these fools.
Gino, I hear you, Gino, and I'm out of time, but I appreciate the call. Thank you. Baldwin McCullough, stay with us.
Brooklyn Tabernacle pastor Jim Cimbala on America's decline in 2014.
And we're in one of the most massive declines, no matter how you try to spin it, in the history of our country. Average church size, the number of biblically defined Christians has sunk by four different polling agencies, somewhere between 6.3 to 9% of the population. The statistics are irrefutable. The church is in a massive decline. Pastors are leaving the ministry at $1,500 a month in America, all 50 states, about one per state per day. We have to go back to first principles of why are we here to spread the gospel? How can we do it successfully? Only through the power of the Holy Spirit. How can we live Christ-like lives when we spend more time with the Lord?
Will spending time with the Lord save America in 2014? Check out pray2014.com. That's pray2014.com and get Pastor Cimbala's prayer focus for this year at no cost. That's pray2014.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
So glad you're with us. If you're watching via the television feed, that was the charging bull of Wall Street right there. Just steps away from our flagship station, AM 970, The Answer here in New York. But America, I want to talk to you, America. I want to talk to everyone in America that has access to this. What I want to know is the Surgeon General, a former Surgeon General, and some sort of military brass commissioned a study in which they said there's no compelling medical reason not to let trannies serve in the military. Now, I want to know, first of all, what do you think of them commissioning a study along these lines? And secondly, let's give them... Let's just be the devil's advocate and give them the reason that they say, okay, there's no compelling medical reason. Is it still a wise thing to do to put people that are confused about their sexual identity? And I think that you can very easily say that trannies are, that they're confused about their sexual identity. They think that they are not what they actually are, and they are actually those things all the way through to their DNA. They get hit by a bus 30 years after having a sex change operation. Their bone marrow DNA is going to tell them, yep, this was a male, even if they were living and acting as though they were female. So, but why does the Department of Defense need to have permission to lift a ban to put these people into active military service? Does this do anything to strengthen our military? And shouldn't that be the bottom line requirement for who serves? Is that too much? Is that weird? Am I being weird about that? Like, see, that's one of the reasons why I'm not convinced that women should be in frontline combat. I think women can do a lot of things in the military, but frontline combat where you are, you know, engaging the enemy, going hand to hand at times, doing other things that you got to do in their face. Do we really want to put women in that stage? That shouldn't we be making every decision for every military action, regardless of who's involved or what kind of people they recruit or need or whatever? Shouldn't the bottom line be of every decision that's made, what makes our military better? Help me understand where I'm going wrong on this, because I obviously I have like three heads or something. I'm the purple people eater from the South Side. 888-340-3373. Tom from the Bronx, let's get you in quickly before our next break. Hi, Tom. Welcome.
Yes, I would like to see the Obamacare pass away and then resurrected as just covering everybody that needs to be covered.
All right, Tom. Appreciate the call.
That's a more logical way to approach this.
Yeah, I don't think government providing health insurance makes any sense at all, but I appreciate your call. Thanks for the call. 888-340-3373. I just don't. I don't think that's the way to go. I want to know your thoughts about the military, though, because this, to me, threatens us in the future. Our safety, our security, the security of our families, et cetera, I think is at stake here. 888-340-3373. Also in the next hour, I've got another. I got a winning story for you, friends. One that you got to stick around to see. It's Baldwin McCullough.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.